Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your hosts, Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And, of course, you can always access this podcast and previous podcasts at KXORadio.com.
Wait, we only played 12 seconds of intro. Do you know how expensive it is to get the band in here every single week to do that? You know, the conga player actually flies in from Mozambique. And behavioral health really fronts up that money to get those people in. No, I'm just kidding. Good morning, I'm Scott. She's Maria. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley. 337-8874 is the phone number. Podcast is always available. Thanks to Mario Espinosa's diligent...
Is your second life, like, trying to be a comedian?
No, I'm like, you know... Why, that wasn't not much intro time.
And then I was like, hey, you know, get it going. We have two guests here, and, you know, they have good information, especially for a community agency that can benefit. We don't, I mean, at one point or another, can be of assistance.
Hopefully. Center for Family Solutions is in the house today. Yeah. We're going to talk about all things related to family interaction. I suspect we don't even have to dwell on the dark side, although that may come up. Maybe we can dwell on what kind of strengths and what kind of stuff, you know, helps families fly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're here today with D'Angelo Singh, who's the program coordinator for Center for Family Solutions, and Eric Apollinar. I want to put the accent in a different syllable. And he's the director for the counseling for Center for Family Solutions. Good morning, gentlemen. The mic is right in between you. Let's start with you, Eric. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Where do we want to go?
Morning.
Hey, good morning, D'Angelo. Okay, so you guys got the voices now, so we won't have to, like, tell you who's who each time. And the mic's back in the middle, which is the dreaded middle spot. So, Center for Family Solutions. Who knows the history? How long have you guys been around? Let's start there. Toss up.
All right. Well, Center for Family Solutions started as Woman Haven. It's actually a domestic violence shelter, and we do anything that's related with that. We started back in 1977. It's over 30 years, and it started as a small little initiative from people in Hopeville, actually. And it was a small little shelter next to the community center in Hopeville, and it started, well, pretty much with the whole movement in the United States back in the 70s after civil rights movement. A lot of people started noticing that domestic violence was something that we shouldn't allow as a nation, as, you know, as human beings. And the shelter started to come to be with women taking care of other women, let's say women that were well socially, economically, will take in women that weren't that well. And that's how the whole shelter movement started. And then it became something more real with the Violence Against Women Act, which actually is the law that funds all the domestic violence shelters in California and all the United States. So we've been around for more than 30 years, and our mission remains, you know, helping these people that are going through these issues.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.